There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The 12-team college football playoff rankings, the first ever edition, dropped last night with Oregon coming in at the first seed. And then you have Ohio State 2, Georgia 3, Miami 4, Texas 5, Penn State 6, Tennessee 7, Indiana 8, BYU 9, Notre Dame 10, Alabama at 11, and Boise State at 12. So yeah, a lot of some other notable teams left off of this. And so who got disrespected? Well, and I'm wondering if maybe... Okay, please, you raised your hand.
Well, yeah.
Alabama did not get disrespected, Mike. They got two losses.
Who?
Alabama did not get
disrespected. And you should even cite the disrespect amongst the list. Who should have been higher? I was thinking about who's been left off, but go ahead.
Well, I want you to comment on this, too, because you've seen this team up close and personal. Army at 8-0 sitting at 25 just seems a little bit out of pocket to me.
That's what I was going to say. But then you look at the strength of competition, and I would need to pull up their schedule again.
Sure.
Of who they've taken out. There hasn't been, like, a marquee, you know, opponent, right? Until they're going to see Notre Dame.
Right. And to your point, and you brought it a minute ago, they do play Navy, who's a quality opponent, and but it's after the college ball playoff rankings are, the final ones are revealed. So.
And that's no disrespect to Army. I just had them. We had a great meeting with their coach and everything like that. But I also don't think a lot of people expected them to be where they're at right now. So, and I will say in our game, we didn't get the full Army effect because Bryson Daly, their quarterback, was kind of a last minute, hey, he ain't playing. I was like, okay.
He's the old, by the way, ding.
You know, he's not going.
He ain't going to be out there today.
So
I think I've screwed everybody up with Bryson Daly's name.
I know. And I'm like, I covered the game and I messed it up because of you. That's what I'm going to blame it. No, my bad.
I think Navy and is Navy's hurting Army right now because of what Notre Dame. Yeah, they are, but Notre Dame ran through them like, they did.
They did.
Crap through a tin horn is what you wanted to say.
I was going to say.
Crap through a what?
A tin horn.
I was going to say something else, but I don't, you know.
That's a Saban hat tip to Georgia Southern.
What if I think Georgia's been disrespected at being behind Ohio State? Because Georgia went into Austin, Texas
and won.
Now, you can say Ohio State went into Penn State, but
it's not the same.
It's not. And you own one team you've owned for, you know, Ohio State has owned Penn State for pretty much all of the James Franklin era, maybe then a year or two.
I will agree with you.
Granted, I do think at this point Georgia's the best team in the SEC. And I think if they played that game over with Alabama right now, I think they'd win.
Because I don't know what Alabama's.
I don't either. But that's kind of where that falls to me. You look at what their losses are. Ohio State's loss is to the number one team in the country, and Georgia's loss is to the current number 11 team in the country, and that's just the nature of the beast.
But they beat the number one team.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think that carries more weight?
You're talking about you just compare the two losses to me, and that's exactly what the College Football Playoff Committee did.
So they're comparing losses but not comparing wins.
I don't think so at that point. And in my opinion, maybe it matters, but maybe it doesn't. As long as you kind of stay status quo for Georgia right now. And here's what Georgia fans are trying to have to come to grips with. You're probably going to play in the SEC title game, right? You're in the driver's seat right now, what does that look like, right? If you go in the SEC title game and for whatever reason were to lose that SEC title game. And Drew Butler said this word, penal, which I thought was a hilarious word, but he's spot on. yeah, He's spot on when he talks about it. It feels penal to play in this title game right now because of all the seeding that goes on.
Well,
with this.
Look, here's the problem. You want to buy. You got to play in. You got to play in your conference title game. Okay,
yeah.
That is just how the system is made. Don't like it. I don't know what to tell you, but that is it. If Georgia goes to the SEC championship game, they are in the college football playoff. Now, if you don't like the fact they're having to play another week or whatever, I'm sorry, but that is how it works to get a bye. And these conferences went to 12 teams because of one reason, and one reason only: money. They're into the conference title games for one reason and one reason only: money.
Yeah.
You are crazy if you think they're going to give up the money they're making. They're not, and especially with paying the players. You can't have everything, okay? You can't have a 12-team playoff. You can't have players getting paid. You can't have all these things if you don't have a conference title game. It is just part of it. So, and I don't disagree with what the premise of Drew's statement. He's a proud member of Squid Nation, and we love Drew Butler and the Nation. Mm. The problem is, it's the cost of doing business, brother.
Well, there's a lot of truth to that, and I agree with
you.
Well,
there's all truth, because I said it.
But let's be honest, and I know you love when I do that.
Yes, please.
If you're going to add one game to your schedule, you'd love to guarantee that it's just adding one game to your schedule. And yet, you cannot guarantee that. You might be adding two games to your schedule by doing that. If you didn't have the conference title games and you just finished first place in your conference, that was never going to be a possibility.
But it's a sacrifice. But,
right. And you are basically saying, we have to win in Atlanta, or... you know, risk not having that first round bye.
But
and now you're playing another extra.
You're also playing, but why don't you look at it this way? You're playing in Atlanta on a neutral field to skip going somewhere and playing, right? So you're giving up the possibility for some teams. It's giving up the possibility of playing. You're still playing an extra game, but this now you might be playing it. You know, in Happy Valley or right. Columbus, right? You might have to go back to Austin, Texas. I don't know. You don't ever know who'd be in that. But that's the reality is, or Eugene, Oregon. You know, you might have to go there. Ooh. Like, that's the reality. That's why you're okay with playing that, because you might have to go.
Awesome, but that's a tough place
Austin,
to.
Yeah.
And it's going to be cold, Tiff. Yeah. You know, out there, Austin is cold and wet this time of the year.
Yes, it is.
And if you go to Happy Valley or Columbus, Ohio, both places you've done games, it's cold and snowy, and even colder than it is at Eugene.
Well, and I think I'm glad you brought up Austin, Texas, because I think Texas is actually a prime example, more so than maybe Georgia right now, because Georgia is obviously, you know, going to have a good contingent in Atlanta. But I think when you look at Texas right now, if they were to play Georgia in the SEC title game, which is a possibility, I know that there's a number of other teams that have that possibility as well. But Texas, it almost feels like it's like, dude, do we have to? You know what I mean? We would be looking at a home playoff game, right? Unless you go in and just get drummed, and then maybe you fall back to playing an away playoff game because you play Georgia in the SEC title game. And that's when I think that word kind of comes in to factor, because you're going, we already got drummed by Georgia, and then we're going to play them again, and that's going to make us be an away team in a playoff game.
This is why the reason I'm okay with this is because it makes the regular season still matter.
Mm, touche.
Maybe as much as ever for more teams. And that's part of the beauty of it. So if that's the sacrifice I have to make to get a 12-team playoff, and maybe one day if I'm lucky it'll affect a team I pull for. So, man, I don't know.
Is that your Christmas wish this year?
Speaking of Texas and in those games, yeah.
So if that's the sacrifice you have to make, so be it. It makes our sport better.
I talked to another Florida fan yesterday, and he brought up DJ Lagway in our conversation yesterday about he hasn't been ruled out of playing this weekend.
Please don't play him.
And
I don't want to get hurt more.
I had somebody text me and go, that is the most Paul Pierce thing I've ever heard. Like, you know,
get carted off,
back in the locker room, and then all of a sudden come jogging out later, like, you know, and be the hero of that situation. So I don't know. I didn't have a ton of issue, though, guys, to kind of sum it up. I didn't have a ton of issue with the poll last night. And I don't know if it's because it's early or the fact that I honestly kind of felt like Bama got a favorable ranking and you know, ahead of some of those one-loss teams out there. But I think my clear takeaways were the Big 12 feels like it's probably getting disrespected a little bit, along with the likes of Army, Boise, and some of the other teams around there. And it's very clear that the Big Ten and the SEC have favor amongst these college football playoff ranking voters. There's no doubt in my mind.
No, I think that's pretty much well said, because when you look at this and how it stacks up, that's who's dominating the college football rankings right now. But it's just, I'm curious to see what ends up happening, as we all are, at the end of all this.
Yeah.
And also, I wonder if there could be an undefeated team at the end of all this.
That's a...
And looking at Indiana and BYU, Miami, and I don't know, and of course, Oregon.
Miami is another team that I'm very curious to see what that looks like in a conference title game, because they've had some, they've played well, but they have had some close victories. They don't seem bulletproof as an undefeated team right now, and I think that there would be a lot on the line for that conference in that game.
Wes was talking about this yesterday on Dukes and Bell. He joined them, and he said Miami has an LSU 2019 feel. And I don't think they're nowhere near as good. I don't think they're going to have three guys that are tearing up the NFL. But his point is remember, there was a while there, that 2019 LSU team, the only way they could beat you was outscore you.
Well, I was going to say
that. And that's what Miami's
doing.
They gave
up like 45 to Bama, but scored 52 or something like
well,
that.
Yeah.
Miami has Georgia Tech left in their schedule.
This weekend, I think, right?
Yep, that's the 9th. Wake Forest and then Syracuse. So,
like, that was the GPA comment I made yesterday. And here's what I'll say, though. I the reason I have issue with that is because I think LSU 2019 is probably the best college team of all time.
Well,
when
I
you look
think,
at their output in the NFL.
I just think he meant the
on.
Way they're winning games.
Sure.
And yeah, I don't think
I
he meant, like, that they could beat them or that they are that quality of a team. I just think he means when they're winning games. The reality, though, is LSU 2019 has to deal with what Miami might have to deal with. And I don't think this Miami team's near as good. I think that they're going to get got, but I just think it might be in the college football playoff. Mm. And I told a buddy of mine that you and I saw Friday at Parlay's golf tournament.
Big Miami guy.
I was like, I'm sorry, man, but I ain't pulling for y'all. Well, I don't pull against you. Yes, you do. And I'm not pulling for y'all. Sorry.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I hate it for you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.